Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the last day of 2021 catechisms. It's the 52nd Lord's Day, and boy, looking back on it, the year sure did go quickly. Keep a heads up for new format and new options for the weekly online discipleship tools coming up in 2022. Just check your bulletin, check our Facebook page, check the web page. We'll be doing the catechism and some other things, but doing a different format than what we did this year. Anyway, I'll pray for us and we'll get in with this last devotional for 2021. Father, we thank you for your word to us. And as we finish this section on prayer, I pray that in the coming year we'll be more devoted to prayer. We'll trust in the fact that you hear our prayers, that you care about us, and that you will intervene and work in our lives according to your purpose for your glory and for our good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the 52nd Lord's Day is question 147. What does the sixth request mean? Remember, this is the context of the Lord's Prayer. And here it goes. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, or deliver us from the evil one, means that by ourselves we're too weak to hold our own even for a moment. That's talking about in a spiritual battle, in the spiritual fight against evil and the evil one. By ourselves, we're too weak to hold our own even for a moment. And our sworn enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, our own sinful flesh, never stop attacking us. And so, Lord, uphold us and make us strong with the strength of your Holy Spirit so that we may not go down to defeat in this spiritual struggle, but may firmly resist our enemies until we finally win the complete victory. We must be constantly crying out to the Lord for strength in the spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare. Some cross-references for that. And now question 148. What does your conclusion to this prayer mean? For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Means we have made all these requests of you, God, as our Almighty King. You not only want to, but are able to give us all that is good. Because your holy name, and not we ourselves, should receive all the praise forever. Here again, it's just a reminder that God is in control. He does care about us. He does hear our prayers. And he will work and respond to our prayers according to his purpose. Finally, question 149. What does that little word amen express? Amen means this is sure to be true. It means let it be. It means this is true. I believe it. I'm going on record and saying this is true. This is sure to be true. It is more sure that God listens to my prayers than that I really desire what I pray for. I mean, that's a profound statement right there. And the memory verse, and then I'll let you look on your own at the conclusion, which is just some Bible passages to finish out the year. And you can access this through our webpage, northharford.org. Commit to heart, Matthew 5:17-18. Do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for accomplishing your purpose, our salvation, for your glory, the glory of your Father, by the power of the Spirit. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Right, well, thanks again for joining me this year. And weekly catechisms are not over. There's a new catechism we'll be working through in 2022. And I look forward to doing it. And I hope you join me. God bless you. We'll see you soon.